You are listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. I'm now joined on the line by the principal of Madrasa Muaz bin Jabal Crosby, Imam of Masjid al-Duha Center and graduate of Darul Ulum Zakaria, Mulana Arshad Fakir. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mulana, we understand that just a few days ago you've returned from the United Kingdom on a lecture tour to the United Kingdom. Tell us more about your visit to the United Kingdom. Looking at your Twitter line, some of the themes that we see you covered was a series focusing on the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum.
Jee, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to all the listeners of Radio Islam. We were invited, myself and my colleague Maulana Bilal Mullah, by an organization called Quran Academy. Quran Academy is from Bristol, and it is run by a very young, dynamic alim by the name of Maulana Najib Khan. Maulana Najib, mashallah, he likes inviting different ulama, qurra, etc. to the United Kingdom. And not only for his organization or his masjid, but he takes them out to all different masajid. And whenever he does a particular tour, then he does it and he links it up with some type of relief organization, where at least this organization can also collect, or he makes the people aware with regard to the services that these relief organizations renders in different parts of the world. This year, he had joined up with Interpel, and Interpel works very closely in Gaza, and especially in Palestine. So, Maulana had worked with them, and alhamdulillah, we started our tour around the 16th of March, and starting off with Birmingham, and our first program was in Leicester. And in Leicester, there was a place which is known as in the Thurnby area, the Peace Center, which is actually run by one of my colleagues who studied here in South Africa, and alhamdulillah, he's doing a fantastic job. This particular small center had a lot of trouble in getting its rights, etc., a lot of difficulty, but alhamdulillah, over the years, Allah Ta'ala has made it easy, and they're doing great work. They have started a food bank where before it was not there, and many, many homeless people, they feed on a weekly basis. They go to different schools, etc. So alhamdulillah, this is a nice masjid that we had seen, the work that these people, Maulana Ghulam Lokat and his family and all the other staff members are doing at this particular center. As Maulana mentioned, our theme this year was regarding how well do we know the Sahaba and how much do we know of the Sahaba. So on at the different masajids, alhamdulillah, we visited many masjids and we did many bayans and lectures. From Leicester, we moved on to the areas of Batley and Dewsbury, and as we know, in Dewsbury was the late and Honorable Hafiz Patel, Sabrahimahumullah, who worked very tirelessly in that area, and alhamdulillah, we find a lot of masajids in that part of the United Kingdom. So myself and Maulana had different Jummah bayans in two different areas, and then the night programs, we had one in the, together we did at the Zakaria Masjid in Dewsbury, and then on the Saturday night, we did it in Batley. So alhamdulillah, there we spoke on the different Sahaba, and lot of youngsters, alhamdulillah, in certain of the masjids, because what we find that in the United Kingdom, that the people who have come, they are only, some of them are now the second or third generation. Majority of them in these areas are from the Indo-Pak subcontinent. So we find that many of the masajids, sometimes you can say 80% of the talks, etc., are all in the Urdu language. We also find that the elans and the announcements, most of it are done in the Urdu language. So when we speak as young ulama from different parts of the world, especially in English, then the younger generation, the youth, etc., really appreciate it.
You spoke about some of the places that you visited, and one of the things that I just want to pick up on, Maulana, is a picture that you put of snow, and you wrote here in your tweet that experience the snow on top of the Glencoe Mountain, Scotland. SubhanAllah, it was beautiful, but freezing.
Indeed. What actually happened is after our tour in England, we ended it off in London around the 22nd. And I thereafter went to Bristol, and from there I caught a flight to Glasgow, which is in part of Scotland. I've got a colleague there and a friend, Maulana Umair, who is actually from Medina Munawara. He is the nephew of Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki, Hafizahullah. And he's staying there almost around 15 years now. He studied in Darul Ulum Bari, and then he continued to do his PhD. He's now pursued his PhD in the University of Glasgow. So he stays there, and he invited me several times. So this time I thought, let me take the opportunity and visit Scotland. Alhamdulillah, something really different, and as Maulana mentioned, very beautiful country. We went out for some sightseeing. He took me to see some lakes, and then he said, Maulana, there's some snow on the top of the mountain. Would you like to see? So I said, definitely, we don't get to see snow in our part of the world, really. So I said, let's go let's go there. And as we went there, we didn't really, I was not even really geared up. We just went with a normal, a fleece jacket, and I was not scarf or anything. And we went onto the cable cars and right on top to the mountain. It was approximately -3. And as we got there with the rain as well as snow, so it was something very different. But like I said in my tweet as well, it was freezing. I couldn't really stand much longer. I would enjoy to play with the snow, etc., and experience it much more. But because of the cold, then we came down back to the ground, and at least we experienced some snow there as well. Also on Tuesday, last week Tuesday, just before I departed, something amazing. And normally on the lighter side, I mentioned it as well, and my friends actually told me that there's 3 W's that you mustn't trust in the UK. So I asked them, what are the 3 W's? They said the weather, women, and work. And in reality, I got up on Tuesday morning for Fajr, and mashallah, it was a good day. We performed our Fajr, came back into the home. And then at 7 o'clock when I got up, I found that everything was white. It was snow. And then later, just after about 12 o'clock when we're going out of the home or after Zohar, we find that there was sunshine. And then in the evening, it started raining again. So I guess all 3 weathers in one day.
The picture that you have of the Jamia Masjid in Leicester is quite a magnificent structure.
Jiji. Well, in Leicester, alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of meeting Maulana Adam Saab, who is a senior alim. He studied in Darul Uloom Deoband, and he was among the colleagues of the late Maulana Abdul Rahman Gardi as well as Maulana Ibrahim Mia from Mia's farm. And so he's amongst the senior ulama there. He used to be in Malawi, and then he moved on to Leicester. Alhamdulillah, for many years he's serving, he runs the Darul Uloom Leicester. And that particular masjid, previously it was the older masjid, the Jamia Masjid. They broke it down, I guess, and they rebuilt it. So that's a very beautiful structure. And from there they've got they do the kitabs, takes place from there. They've got a girls' madrasa as well. They have the maktab running there, hifz class, as well as the Darul Ifta. Sheikh Muhammad Al-Kawthar, who is the son of the famous Mufti Muhammad, who is the son of Maulana Adam Saab, he runs the Darul Ifta. And I had a good, mashallah, good discussion with Maulana Adam Saab, and it was really, sitting with the Akabirin and learning of their activities and all the khidmat and the difficulties that they went through in the early days. But alhamdulillah, where they are now, and that is a really beautiful masjid, mashallah.
What's your overall assessment of Islam in that part of the world? Is it continuing to grow?
Alhamdulillah, it's growing on a daily basis. I mean, one of the best programs that I really enjoyed was in the Middlesex area in London, which is the Hayes Muslim Center. And alhamdulillah, in that particular masjid, we found brothers from all different backgrounds. And, a lot of brothers from the Arab world as well as the Indo-Pak subcontinent. And we had brothers from Africa as well. And what I was told is on a weekly basis, you find people coming into the masjid, into the centers. In the UK, especially in London and also in Glasgow and these type of places where they have centers and it's open on a daily basis, and they have a special dawah center there. It's only to do with dawah, and people, the non-Muslims are coming in, they have different leaflets, and alhamdulillah, they are introduced to Islam in that way. And a lot of people, after reading of Islam, sometimes getting touched by some of the akhlaq of the people, alhamdulillah, they accept Islam. Our colleague who had invited us, Maulana Najib Khan, his mother, mashallah, she herself started for a few years now, where she helps the community, especially in the mornings, in the afternoons, if I'm not mistaken, where she helps them with regard to traffic. And she goes, what a hijab, what a niqab, and she stands on the road. Initially, it was difficult, different getting, all the type of side comments, but she continued, and she goes, whether it be rain, snow, Maulana says, every morning, no matter what it is, she's up, and she's helping the people, crossing the younger kids, going to school, helping the old. And then what she does is she takes kitabs, and especially English Qurans, etc., and she gives it to all the people who are interested, the non-Muslims, and then she goes to the shops as well. She leaves it there and to see that do they need more. And in this way, she's, alhamdulillah, doing great the work of dawah by giving out these type of leaflets and kitabs and English Qurans. And many, many people like this way, in this way, they revert towards Islam, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, in terms of Islamic infrastructure, you made reference to institutes, Darul Iftas, madrasas. You may have visited also some of the Darul Looms. What are your thoughts about the Islamic institutes?
Alhamdulillah, the Islamic Institute, they have also grown from time to time. Similar to our systems, the Darul Rooms are there. One of the early Darul Rooms was the Darul Umm Bari. I had the opportunity of visiting Darul Umm Bari. I could not meet the Muhtamim and the Sheikh al-Hadith, Maulana Yusuf Mutala. He was not there, but I met the other Asatiza as well as those running that madrasa. A very good madrasa, mashallah. And something that I've seen, because it is law, where they tell a certain age, students have to do academic studies, have to do school. So they have a proper schooling system there. We have teachers as well. I went through the corridors of the school classes, and exactly, alhamdulillah, they have proper exams, which are board exams written via the government, and it was something nice to see that you have both your academic as well, your secular part as well as your Islamic education taking place in one institute. And what the Asatiza were informing me, that alhamdulillah, the students from there study well, and also they receive high results, and the government themselves are happy with regard to the results that they are receiving from these type of institutes. Moreover, something I've seen different in Glasgow is that in many of the masjids, they've got younger ulama as well, alhamdulillah, but we find that every day they have a time between 5 o'clock in the evening to 7 or 5 to 9. And there's a lot of university students or high school students who would like to pursue their further Islamic studies in like what we call the alim course, but because of their studies with the varsity, they haven't got time to go to a full-time Darul Uloom for whatever reason. So they come there, and these asatiza teach them accordingly. I have heard of students, I've met some of them, who now over 3-4 years have studied a couple of kitabs by these ulama, and alhamdulillah, even from outwardly, mashallah, they're full sunnah, etc., and this way they go to the varsity, and they're almost now ready to go to do hidayah, and then once they come into hidayah and mishkat, etc., they then go into Darul Uloom, or if they can, if they have the time, otherwise they continue and do the subjects by these other ulama, and in this way they also qualify as ulama, mashallah.
Mashallah. Mullah, you visited UK previously also. Was there any difference in the two visits?
Mullah, this is my fourth visit, alhamdulillah. One thing that I've seen is every time we are going, alhamdulillah, we find more and more young ulama coming into the arena of at least making khidmat, and we find that there's a great need of that. I mean, many a times, last year I had the opportunity of going just to go and perform a nikah, and it was a relative of mine, and they asked me to please perform the nikah and give a talk, etc., and I did the whole bayan in English, and then the whole answer and question in English, etc., and there were many people who were there were really amazed, saying that the first time they ever heard the nikah taking place in English. So living in a country where it's predominantly English-speaking people, but we find because of the generation that they are only second or third generation, they still speak Gujarati or Urdu in many of the masajids, and unfortunately that is what is keeping the youth away from the masjid. So when we have these type of programs, alhamdulillah, we find that the youth really wants to listen to us, and especially with our South African accent, they really love listening to our bayans, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept, and may Allah take you from strength to strength, continue using you for the khidmat of deen. Any final thoughts that you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Mawlana, jazakallah for the du'as, and we make du'a that Allah accept and grant us ikhlas. One important aspect is that we shouldn't just sit back and relax. Alhamdulillah, looking at when traveling to different parts of the world, we are really blessed in this country with the amount of ulama as well as the amount of education facilities we have in front of us and institutes. And I think that we should really take use this institute that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, especially with our youngsters. In the maktab system, we find there that, you know, the children, the times, and they are using our syllabus, and we in South Africa, many a times, we don't even want to send our children to the maktab because of our schools and different type of academics and extramural activities. So we find that we don't want to send our children to a normal mainstream maktab, and we're depriving our children from ulum, whereas these people in these parts of the world, they are looking forward and are prepared to grab any opportunity. When our ulama come there, they are prepared to use our ulama, and they want to benefit from the ulama from South Africa. One of our colleagues, Maulana Zaid Rangila, is also teaching there, mashallah. I met him, I went to his masjid as well. People are very, very happy with the service he's doing, and alhamdulillah, he's also implemented the syllabus of our South African Jamiat Ulama syllabus there as well, and people are really benefiting in that part of the world with the syllabus that our ulama have done here, and unfortunately, we who are living here are not taking great advantage of it.
Something that we should really reflect on, and we should appreciate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Jazakumullah khair for your time, Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mulana Arshad Fakir, Imam of the Masjid in Santon, Masjid al-Duha, giving us a report back on his trip together with his colleague, Mulana Bilal Mullah. They recently visited the United Kingdom, delivering lectures at various masajid across the country.